Governor Walker and state Republican leaders announced yesterday that they plan to overhaul the state's civil service system. Supporters of these reforms say the system is due for an update after being created more than a century ago and to keep up with the large numbers of baby boomers that are set to retire soon. Sean Johnson joins us now. He's WPR's state government reporter. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So first of all, what is this thing, the civil service system? What does it do?
It is a system of protections that covers all state workers and was implemented more than a century ago as a good government reform. It's something we heard about more than we had maybe during the battle over the collective bargaining, for example, because when collective bargaining was brought up, a lot of people who were talking about making changes to collective bargaining would say, look, everybody's still covered by these civil service protections. So it's a wide array of protections that spell out everything from how you hire somebody to what it takes to fire somebody, with the goal of having the best people in the job.
And to disclaim here, you and I are both state employees. Hypothetically, changes would affect us in some way.
I'm not 100% certain
Me
how
neither,
they would, actually, because we're university, so I'm not sure if it carries over to us or not.
Okay. Well, what changes are planned here in these legislative changes to the civil service system?
Yeah, so the ones that they're kind of billing, the sponsors of this, first and foremost, are they're saying we need to have a faster hiring process. So they want to streamline the hiring process. They want to be able to hire somebody in 60 days. They say right now it takes between 116 days to 200 days at some agencies. They say that's too long. That if you have somebody at an agency that they really want to hire, by that time, by the time they make an offer, that person might have already moved on. They also say that there's this civil service exam that gets issued right now that, in their words, is archaic. That nobody does this anymore, and that there should be instead more of a resume-based process. And I guess the common thread in all these is that sponsors say they want to move towards something more like you see in the private sector than what you have right now. So not only does it speed up the process for hiring somebody, it could also potentially speed up the process for firing them. So instead of having a six-month probationary period where after somebody gets hired, they're on probation for 6 months, and after that 6 months, they're really more entrenched in their job, this would increase that probationary period to 2 years. It would also decrease the amount of time that somebody has in an appeal process. So a variety of ways where it tilts the playing field, which is right now in favor of the employee more, to more in favor of the employer, you know, the state agencies who are doing the hiring.
And also, I understand it would change or define further the concept of just cause for firing an employee.
Yes, right. So just cause, sponsors are saying that's sort of a nebulous term right now, and that just cause isn't really firmly defined. So they want to define that. That's another way where, yeah, that would give people more clarity of what they can and can't do on the job. But it also would spell out more clearly when somebody can be fired.
Talking to WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson about proposed changes in the state legislature to the state's civil service laws. State Senator Roger Roth is one of the bill's authors, and he argues here that the system needs updating.
Nobody does this anymore. So as we try to realign our hiring practices to the best practices we see in private business, in 2015, this is a thing of the past.
As you mentioned, Sean, trying to make it more like private business. Is this archaic system argument one of the main things you're hearing from the authors and sponsors?
Yeah, this is an issue that, the governor and Republican legislators really didn't talk about at all. And then all of a sudden, they're all talking about it in exactly the same way. So this is something that they, a talking point that they got down ahead of time. And, something that the governor drove home again today, speaking to reporters in Beaver Dam. He's saying that we're going to move this into the 21st century, that the old system is out of date. Nobody does this stuff anymore. I expect you're going to hear that a lot more as they push for these changes.
Democrats responding against this. So here's Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca.
Well, once again, we can see that Governor Walker and obviously his legislative allies are going to break their word to the people of Wisconsin.
So break their word to the people of Wisconsin. What is he getting at there?
He's getting at comments that Republicans made, and specifically the governor made really repeatedly as whenever civil service protections were discussed. So, you know, you go back to March of 2011, the governor was really pushing his collective bargaining bill. People were saying it was going to take away protections for workers, and he would say pretty much every time he was asked about it, no, it won't. Those are protected in civil service protections, which have been around a lot longer than collective bargaining. You know, he said those still strongly remain intact, that doesn't change. That was the point he made as he was pushing Act 10, is that they were leaving those alone. So here we are 4 years later, and, you know, they're obviously changing them.
As I understand it, when these laws were first put into place a century or so ago, one of the big problems that it was supposed to address was that a governor of either party might use government jobs as a reward for supporters, a sweet job, the government pay, getting them into the system. And that's what this is trying to get rid of. Have people been raising that as a concern, that patronage type jobs could make a comeback?
They have, yeah. I mean, that's something the Democrats have been saying, is that you're just going to open the door for this. I mean, I think you could go through and find hires that, you know, this governor has made, or then the previous governor made, where those hires were made because the people that were being put in those jobs were supporters. So it's not like it's squeaky clean now, but the argument that opponents of these changes are making is that you're essentially moving to a more subjective system that's going to move faster when it comes to hiring. So, you know, if you're a manager in state government and you don't have to follow the results of a test or give any weight to the results of a test, and you can just look at resumes, well, that's subjective. I mean, you can say, I like this person's resume better, and who's to argue. So, I mean, one of the things that the governor stressed today is, look, it's still going to be a merit-based system, and we're keeping all the good stuff, but the good stuff is going to be in the eye of the beholder, and we haven't even seen the bill yet.
We haven't seen the bill yet. When do we expect to see the bill? Is there a sense that it's something that's going to move quickly?
Going to see the bill next week. It sounded like they want to move quickly. Anytime you have lawmakers and the governor and legislative leadership kind of on the same page on a big issue like this, basically hours after it's unveiled to the public, pretty good sense that they want to move in unison on this and that they're all on the same page. I mean, the legislators here said that they specifically thanked the governor for making state agencies available to them as they draft this legislation. So I think they're all on the same page here, and, you know, they don't need bipartisan support for this. So this could be an issue that we're talking about as the fall session unfolds.
One open question at the beginning of this week after Governor Walker announced he was leaving the presidential race was how he was going to get back into Wisconsin business, whether he'd hit the ground running. You saw him today in Beaver Dam. You see this new legislation on the way. Is this question being answered?
I think it is. He said that, you know, one of the ways that you kind of, you know, make a commitment to people is to be here. I mean, that's an acknowledgement that he hasn't been. So it was sort of like the pre-presidential run Walker today. He was touring a manufacturing plant, you know, kind of projecting that image that he projected as a gubernatorial candidate. And now here he is talking about, you know, kind of his signature issue, which is changing state labor laws. So I would say that he is at this point in time, you know, invested in the job as governor.
Before we let you go, Sean, anything else you took away from seeing him speaking, say, in Beaver Dam?
You know, he says that he doesn't want to take any kind of cabinet position, although he said when he was running for governor last year he didn't want to run for president, and he ended up doing that. So yeah, I think that could be something that there could be some wiggle room for him on. You know, I think he's definitely back in comfortable ground for him. He's not on the stump talking about foreign policy or anything like that. These are tried and true Walker, you know, speeches here today, and he's kind of back in his element.
Sean, thanks a lot, as always.
You're welcome.
That was WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson giving us the latest on a plan to change Wisconsin's civil service system.